WNSR.
What you are about to hear are the editorial opinions of award-winning talk show host Tom Abraham. WNSR and the Doghouse crew are in no way responsible for these opinions, and they suggest that you listen at your own risk.
Live from Music Row in Nashville, it's the Tom Abraham Show. To get your bark on, call 844-5600 or toll free at 888-702-5494. Now, here's the big dog, Tom Abraham.
Hey, welcome back for the highly sought-after, fabulous final hour of the Tom Abraham Show. We'll get back to the Tuesday Top 10 in just a little bit. We are on location at Buffalo Wild Wings in Smyrna, Tennessee, right here on the Sam Ridley Parkway. You can come on down and take advantage of the show today. We've got about 45 minutes to go before we pull the name, the winning name for tickets to the Redskins and the Titans coming up a week from Sunday. It'll be Randy Moss's debut with the Titans, assuming he's still with the team. Albert Haynesworth will be back as well with the Washington Redskins. I suggest you take a bus or a Grand Avenue limousine to the game because, you know, you got to be careful when Albert's in town. All right, so all you got to do is come over to the table, see the old guy at the end of the table, and get yourself registered to win these tickets for that game coming up a week from Sunday. Saturday night, finally, the Nashville Predators will be back in the Bridgestone Arena. They'll have all that stuff torn down from the CMAs by then, and they will have the Chicago Blackhawks in town. They got some business to take care of before then. As they work their way back from the West Coast, they'll hit St. Louis coming up on Thursday night. Head coach Barry Trotz joins us. Trotzy, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right.
By the way, congratulations for passing Toe Blake for most games. Coach with one team. I mean, in this day and age, in any sport, that's really amazing. It's amazing in this town that we've got two guys like yourself and Jeff Fisher who have been with the same team for so long. But, you know, there's something to be said for that, and we want to congratulate you on that officially from the show.
Well, I appreciate that. I feel like one of those guys that, you get the picture and you put your name in there, and you're with all these legendary guys, and they popped that up on one of the telecast, and I felt a little uncomfortable. It means I'm getting old, I guess.
Now, having said that, don't get too comfortable, because if you don't start winning some hockey games, you're not going to worry about passing anybody else on that list.
Exactly.
Look, this is, in all seriousness, looks like we got a pretty streaky hockey team here. I always like to look at the season in 10-game blocks, and that first 10 games was outstanding. This trip has been tough, and now you scored some goals, and you score four goals, you win hockey games. You score three goals, you win hockey games. It hasn't been that way the last few games. You guys working your way back now. What has been the bugaboo in your mind? What has been the reason why, you know, we've had this little streak now after having such a great start?
Well, I think there's a combination of a lot of things. We've been playing a little bit streaky. We play a period that's great, and then our resiliency, where we get scored on, we sort of get on our heels a little bit, which is a little bit new to us as a group. Usually we get really resilient, but I think we're getting through that. We're finding ways right now. The game's just tough at sports. Sometimes, you know, you play really well. I look at two of the last three games. Phoenix, I thought we played with great energy. We played a lot of purpose. The same in Anaheim. And we came up with nothing. We should have probably had points in both those games. Didn't get it. A timely goal, a timely save. All the things that were going right for us in the first 10 games are sort of going wrong for us right now. And there's no quitting this team. They've got good leadership. They're working hard. And it just is, I don't want them to get frustrated and try to do too much, because I think mentally when it starts playing on your mind, you lose a little bit of that jump. You lose a little of that enthusiasm. And you lose a little bit of that purpose. And when you do that, you get off track. So I'm just trying to keep them on track. I think we're going to be all right. But it really is a little bit disappointing that we didn't get at some points on that trip and break the streak that is a little bit of a negative one right now.
All right, 5-5-3 now at this particular point in time. Obviously, a 500 record. When you look at this hockey team, though, it does seem to be more than a 500 team. It was just a week and a half ago when you guys were spanking everybody. Does that help the guys have the confidence that look, this is a bad streak, but we're capable of going 10 games without even losing a game in regulation? Do you think that confidence that they built in that, or is that all get tore down by having a five game losing streak?
I think it goes right in the gray area right now. You need to win a hockey game, and I think once you win a hockey game, it starts coming back. It seems like so far removed that we were won five in a row, and that's sort of the problem, is that it's in park right now. And right now we just need to get to trust each other again, play some good hockey. We've got some tough opponents. We've been playing some of the top teams in the National Hockey League real early. And as I said to the guys today, we might have lost, the last five, but we've played the LA Kings, who are fighting St. Louis for the top in the whole league. We've played St. Louis twice, and we feel that we can stay with them. So I'm calling them the top teams in the league. There's no reason why we can't be back up there. And right now, we just got to get a little confidence going. A big hole, Ryan Suter, and guys like Matthew Lombardi and Martin Erat. And there's been a lot of guys that have been playing banged up that people don't know a lot about. And right now, we're just, got to find a way to win as a group. And they're a great group, and they work hard, and I have a lot of trust in them. But we need some people to step up even bigger now that we've got some holes and we've got some confidence problems, if I use that word.
Predators head coach Barry Trotz with us here on the Tom Abraham Show. All right, I understand that Erat and Suter were back on the pond today. What do you think as far as when they're going to lace it up for real?
Really, they're probably day-to-day. I would probably say Martin has a good chance to make a trip to St. Louis, probably a little better than Ryan right now. Hoping for Ryan hopefully St. Louis, but probably more probable for Chicago or shortly after that.
And Matthew Lombardi, you mentioned him. I mean, he was a big part of this deal, when you made the moves that you made in the off season, and, he's just been able to get on the ice for a couple of games. But, what are the thoughts about being able to get him to the point where, he can be the kind of player that we know that he is?
Well, right now, Matt has missed a lot of time, and number one is we just want to get him healthy. Hopefully, he can get healthy here, and then we've got to get him back in the shape. And it's going to take him a while. He's missed a lot of hockey, and that's a big hole, especially in the middle of the center ice, which going into the season we felt we were okay there. Not a strength, not a weakness, but with Matt out and, Marcel Gotch out for a while, it's really hurt, us up front offensively for sure.
When you talk about a guy getting healthy, and we know that his injury has been, a head injury, concussion-related injury, when those guys are doing it, are they just relegated to the bike? Or, I mean, can he get on the ice and skate? And I know it's not hockey shape, but is he able to do those things? He's just basically, non-contact, to use a football term?
Well, hockey has done a really good job with the concussion issue. We have a lot of hits that are pretty violent. There's a lot of whiplash because we have the boards and a lot of the players are skating and you get the hard contact. NHL really has sort of different protocols. You have to, once you're diagnosed with a concussion, you have to be symptom free for a week, meaning you can't do any exercise, just rest, get on the couch, that type of thing until you're symptom free. Once you're symptom free for a week, then the next protocol goes in, as they increase your workload in terms of doing the physical aspect, and then you start skating, and then you start to practice, then you're cleared to play after doing a baseline. So there's about four or five steps that you have to take just before you can even practice with a hockey team, and Matt's got to go through a lot of those yet.
Pekka Rinne's goals against has climbed to over 3.0 now, and that's unfamiliar territory for him. He was so outstanding early on. Do teams start to get a little bit of a book on a guy? Do you think that any of that has to do with it, where they've kind of, you know, maybe kind of figured him a little bit and they're reading him a little bit? Or is this a situation where it's kind of a full team deal? It's not a matter of him making errors. It's kind of a defense working along with the goaltender type thing.
I probably in probably a 50-50, I would say. And Pekka, you're right. They do get books on goaltenders, but the good ones like Pekka, you can have a book on them. They're still going to make saves. Pekka hasn't been quite as sharp since the injury, coming back from the injury. That's number one, and we haven't been as sharp in front of them. So you take those two things combined, and that, a lot of times that's the difference in the game, and it's not Pekka's fault. It's not totally team fault. It's probably a 50-50 blend.
All right. Obviously, it's too early to think about points and this and where you stand. But, you know, these are games against St. Louis and Chicago, not only conference but divisional games. And, you know, you have to sometimes remind the guys that, you know, there's going to come a time in April where we are going to be looking at these numbers. And we're going to be saying, wait a minute, what if they had this 2 points here and that 2 points here? And last I saw, they count all of these points at the end, and they count all the same. So, you know, I know it's a long season, but do they, you got to kind of keep pounding that point home, that we got to keep piling up points when possible?
Yeah, there's no question. You know, one thing that we talked about, we have 69 games to go. And, you know, we've had a streak here that, you know, we're not going to lose 69 straight games here. But what we need to do is change our moon, if you will, get a win and go forward. So we're gonna try to just change our attitude a little bit, stay the things that we know. You know, last year we're 2-6 the first 8 games. This year we're 5-0-3, and everybody's talking about Stanley Cup and all that. And, you know, I think I was pretty firm and believe that the game is won at the end of the year. And we haven't done that yet, but we did get off to a better start. We're probably in the same spot, if not ahead of where we were last year at this time, and we ended up with 100 points. So we're very capable. You know, we've got to shorten things into smaller segments so that we make sure we achieve those goals. If we continually do that, we're going to be just fine, and that's our focus right now, is a very short amount of games that we have. Make sure we do well in them, and if we do that, we'll start piling up points and be right back in the pack.
Yeah, and I'm sure you will be, because that's the way you roll. That's why you've coached more teams than Toll Blake with the same team. I mean, they wouldn't do that if it wasn't for the success that you have on the ice. Trotsky, always a pleasure to chat, and I can't wait till Saturday night to get you guys back in the building. You know what I mean? You need directions or anything? They've done some construction. You might need a new place to park or something like that. You guys have been gone so long.
Yeah, I had to go get some files today. Obviously, the CMAs are there. And
yeah.
Not only is it tough around the building, but we haven't been home for so long that people forget who I am, so I have to show ID.
Hey, by the way, when's the goat coming back? I mean, you know, when you're in a little bit, do you have the Movember mustache coming? Because I know you like to bring that goat in and out.
I do. I've got it going right now. You can't see it because it's so white right now. But I'll have to color it up and put a little color to it so people can see it. But I started it, and I think that's a lot of players have, and they're doing it not only to bring awareness, but we've been touched by prostate cancer with Peter Horchek and my coaching staff. So
right.
The guys are very well aware, and we got some shady mustaches going on right now.
a little early jump on the playoff mustache, Movember. That's right. So everybody, when you go to Saturday night, make sure you're sporting a little bit of a stash. And if you don't have one, you know, just pencil one on there. It'd be nice to see all the girls who go to the game. You know, just kind of pencil a little mustache with their mascara on, and we'll know what you're doing. All right, Trotz, we appreciate you, man, and we'll look forward to doing it again.
All right, keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you.